Rainmaker FM.
Copyblogger FM is brought to you by StudioPress, the industry standard for premium WordPress themes and plugins. Built on the Genesis framework, StudioPress delivers state-of-the-art SEO tools, beautiful and fully responsive design, airtight security, instant updates, and much more. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why more than 190,000 website owners trust StudioPress. Go to rainmaker.fm/studiopress. That's rainmaker.fm/studiopress. Well, hey there, good to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital, and I like to hang out with the folks who do the heavy lifting over on the Copyblogger blog. You can always find more links, extra resources at the show notes for this podcast. You can find them at copyblogger.fm. And that's also where you can get a complete archive for the show. So today I want to talk about a subject that might seem obvious or it might seem simple. And every single day I am reminded that many people aren't very good at it. And that is leaving a good blog comment. So you probably know, if you followed us at all for any length of time, Copyblogger turned off comments for quite a while. I think it was over a year. And the main reason we did was we just were not seeing super high comment quality. Now, some people were leaving wonderful comments, and then a lot of people, you know, were leaving the other kind. So spam comments are one thing. They're taken care of tolerably well by spam filters. That wasn't really the problem. The kind of spam that gets caught in spam filters was not really an issue. The issue was the volume of comments that were really intended for a different purpose other than connecting with the community. So some people on the Copyblogger team hate comments. Not all of those people are named Brian Clark. And some people on our team love comments, and not all of those people are me. But every one of us loves, you know, the real community building kind of comments. It's always great for all of us to hear from the people who really truly make up the audience, you know, folks who are working on their content, interested in content quality, trying to make something happen, and maybe they have a question or, you know, something catches their eye. Those are just awesome, and we still love those. Now, it's probably worth talking about why leave a comment on a blog at all, other than just you've got nothing else to do for the next 2 minutes. And the biggest reason is that commenting on blogs still works. And when I say works, what I mean is that one of the biggest questions people have is how to expand their audience, especially when your site is new and young. How can you expand your audience? How can you promote your content? How can you get other people to find out who you are and what you're doing? And one of the most important ways to do that is to create some conversations and relationships with other content publishers, with other people who have YouTube content or blog content, podcast content, what have you. The web is a social place, and the whole commenting system is a way that we can foster our community and make connections with each other and make new connections with people we haven't met yet. But that doesn't work when people leave comments that feel dodgy or feel spammy. So I wanted to just give some suggestions for folks out there to leave the kinds of contents that are going to open up relationships with the people that, you know, whose work you respect. And of course, it's a not very thinly disguised encouragement to come on over to the Copyblogger blog or this podcast or both and leave comments so I can get to know more about who you are and what interests you. So I'm going to give you 5 things to keep in mind when you're leaving a comment on someone else's content. Again, really any kind of content. This also counts on social platforms. The first one is you want to put your best foot forward. So things like, you know, make sure you've spelled things properly. Make sure that your remarks are reasonably grammatical. You know, nobody needs to be perfect and things don't have to be, you know, you're not submitting a paper to your eighth grade English teacher, but fluency counts and, you know, presenting yourself well counts. In my opinion, you must have a gravatar. And you get a gravatar by going to the gravatar website. It's easy to Google. I will give you a link. And just give them the email address that you use when you post comments and put a picture of yourself up there. And your gravatar needs to be your face. Now, once in a while, you can get away with something kind of silly like a cartoon face. In fact, on one of the email addresses I use sometimes, if I have trouble commenting with my regular one, it has a cartoon face. And that's, you know, sort of okay. What does not work is to have your logo or to have, you know, something else where you're hiding behind some kind of organizational identity. Because organizational identities cannot get into relationships. And the only reason to comment anywhere is to have good conversations and create relationships. There are not a few sites that will simply throw into the trash any comment that does not have a gravatar or that has a gravatar that is a logo. Similarly, we will trash any comment where you use your keywords as your name, or usually if you use your company name as your name, we will just throw it away. Part of putting your best foot forward and part of making a good first impression is that, you know, let us know that you're a person and not literally a bot or perhaps some, you know, very poorly paid freelancer who's just going around the web leaving comments because people believe it has some kind of SEO value. I have no interest in starting a conversation with Best SEO Agency Atlanta, and I'm just choosing Atlanta at random. Now, I will, you know, definitely talk to you if you work in SEO. I like a lot of people who work in SEO, and any glance at my Twitter stream will show you that. What I don't want to have a conversation with is a collection of keywords. It just makes you look like a spammy jerk face. Okay, so that's putting your best foot forward, making a good first impression. The second best practice is please know the site that you're commenting on. Please actually take some time to familiarize yourself with what's going on there. You know, you want to comment on sites that you actually know something about. You want to be able to make comments that are relevant. You cannot create the relationships that we're talking about creating with content publishers with this kind of shotgun approach. And I see it all the time. It's often outsourced. And, you know, it's clear that somebody's got their little spreadsheet and they're going down to 30 or 40 blogs a day and leaving a comment. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So you want to find a select group of sites that have content that you really resonate with. It really works for you. You're really getting it. It's meaningful to you. And then participate in an ongoing conversation there. Because I'll tell you a secret, the first time you comment, nobody is going to notice you, really. You're just not going to stand out. Although it does help to have your face in that gravatar icon because that starts to give the publisher something to hang on to. Oh, that Susanna person seemed nice. Now, when that Susanna person shows up consistently, not every day, not like being the first commenter saying, you know, that it just becomes so obvious when it's completely done as a tactic. But I just see Susanna, you know, fairly regularly, and I start to recognize her avatar, and she's participating in an ongoing conversation. Then I start to say, oh, Susanna's cool. I like her. You know, it makes me happy to see her on the site. So for example, and yes, this is absolutely a hint, you could participate in our content challenges at Copyblogger. We just kicked off the January prompts last week. So if you want to do that, let us know in the comments, you know, how is it working for you? Let us know I tried this and then that happened. Or let us know that I tried the thing you recommended, but I ran into a snag. Or let us know, you know, I don't know what it is about me, but I just can't deal with the Pomodoro method. It gives me hives. Just have a conversation that's relevant to what we've been talking about. Another nice way to do this is to ask a relevant question. So something specific, like, should I try this technique that you're recommending in this piece of content, given this set of circumstances? Now, you probably don't want to have 5 or 6 pages of explanation, but, you know, enough details that we're talking about a real-world scenario and not just the vague show. It shows that you're actually connected to the topic and you're kind of working with the material and making it your own. That's really what virtually every content creator wants to see happen. We want to see people who are taking the material and actually doing something with it. That's a huge win for almost any content creator. And we love to hear about what you're doing. That kind of leads to my number 3 point, which is, let's please stop with the vague comments, the content-free comments. You know, this certainly seems like a high-quality site. Your advice with this is very good. I will try it. That just goes right in the trash. It doesn't say anything. It's completely meaningless. I mean, it's an attempt to be pleasant, and I like that. Rewards for, you know, being polite. But it doesn't contribute anything to the conversation. You can't create a relationship with a publisher and a relationship with the community, and don't overlook that, you know, that element of it, until you actually start sharing something specific about what's going on with you. And you should realize, you know, if you're going to use blog comments to widen your network and get to know more people who publish content, so you could just organically grow your audience, you should know that as a content publisher, the reason that I have comments on my site is I want to know more about who's reading and who's listening to the podcasts and what kind of things bug you and what kind of things work for you? Where are you coming from? So the content-free comments, those vague comments, they're sort of vaguely, pleasantly complimentary without ever getting specific. They seem, you know, like they're no big deal. They don't seem like they're hurting anything, but they create all of this clutter. And I got to tell you, after a while, they get incredibly irritating. So please just don't. If you don't have something to actually say, you know, think about having something to say and post comments on the sites where you actually feel moved to add something to the conversation. The fourth kind of best practice or recommendation is, really, you have to realize that this is a long game. So commenting on a blog or commenting on a podcast is not going to get you a flood of traffic. It's not going to help you make your numbers this month. It's not going to help propel your book to Amazon number one. If you're using it as that kind of short-term tactic, it just shows, it's so apparent and it feels creepy. And even if you follow the rules kind of to the letter, the spirit is off and it feels off and your comment's going to get trashed. I'll tell you what that reminds me of. If you've ever been to a networking breakfast, like a live thing, and you know that there's always those couple of people, often guys, but definitely not always guys, who relentlessly hit everybody up with their thing. It's usually like a multi-level marketing thing. And everybody in the room groans when that guy walks in because he never asks a question. He never has any curiosity about what anybody else is doing. He's for sure not there to buy. He's only there to sell his like crummy thing that you could get anywhere. Nobody likes that guy. Do not be that guy. So don't comment on blogs where you think somehow you're going to sell something, you know, whatever that means to you. Comment on sites where you just really like to make a connection and you'd like to get to know people better and possibly do some work together at some point down the line. But it just needs to really be about making a connection first. Now, major bonus points if you're in a situation where you can swing it. If you know the site or you know that writer from some kind of a connection face-to-face, so, you know, at a conference, a live event of some kind, definitely do say hi. It is so nice to see somebody in the comments or on Twitter or a lot of places if I've had a nice conversation with them at a live event somewhere. And this applies just as much to conversations on social media as it does to content comments. It's really delightful when you can make that connection. It just makes such a difference when I have a real person to connect the gravatar and the name to. So if that's something that you can do, it really, really is a wonderful way to make a lot better relationships and make good connections, and then you can maintain those connections with things like comments. And the last piece of advice, a lot of people will not tell you this, but I am going to tell you this because a lot of people are not telling you the truth. Everybody actually hates the devil's advocate. So there's always like that one person who thinks it's a good way to get attention to be super contrarian and constantly say, you guys are wrong. This is dumb. Lol. This usually lol goes in there somewhere. If you want to be contrarian about somebody's ideas, whether that person is a big site, small site, I don't care, do it on your platform. Your platform is a great place to say, I know everybody thinks those copy blogger people are smart, but I think they're totally wrong about this, and here's why. And then present a cogent, intelligent argument. You know, smart, well thought out disagreement will do a lot of good on your site. When you come take it to the comments on my site, it's just kind of annoying. Now, that in no way means that you're not allowed to disagree, because that's just silly, and I'm not saying that at all. But you need to think about how reactive, in fact, how inflamed the social web is, especially right now. And, you know, if you make a habit of bringing attention to yourself by being contrarian, I think it's a little bit lazy. I'd rather see you actually come up with some ideas. I'd like to see you come up with some recommendations, I think everybody ought to do this. I think this is the way to go, and here's why, and here's my evidence. A little bit of, you know, being a contrarian makes a good seasoning. But again, do it on your site. It's just going to get you a lot more benefit. And everybody hates that guy. And no one will tell you that because we all want to think, oh, you know, I'm all for constructive criticism. And everybody's for constructive criticism in theory. Nobody really likes it. So if what you're doing is commenting to create relationships, a real small amount of that goes a long way. Occasional disagreement is fine. Keep it respectful. My dad, who is the world's biggest crank, really just on the planet, will go on a major tear. And then, you know, he catches his breath and says, well, that's how I see it. You might see it differently. And I think this is such a good, you know, it's such a good way to look at things. So yes, you know, it's okay to disagree. You don't have to agree with everything we see on Copyblogger. But if you make a point of showing up and telling us how wrong we are, you're just being irritating. You know, in most subjects, there are multiple good approaches. And so a good content publisher is going to kind of choose one path, and they're going to publish content about the path that they can speak to intelligently and authoritatively. And that doesn't mean there aren't any other paths or no other paths exist or every other path should die in a fire. But if you have a real different way to do things, you know, be respectful, learn what you can, engage in the conversation, make friends, and then present your way that you think is the right way on your site and pull your own tribe together. There's no reason we have to fight or squabble or any of this silly nonsense. We can all hang out and be cool and each have our own point of view about things. So that's it. 5 ideas for leaving better comments on blogs, on video, on podcasts, on any piece of content. And they also work when you are leaving a note or a comment on somebody's social media platform. This is, as you can tell, a hardly disguised at all little bit of motivation. We love to see your comments on Copyblogger. I particularly love to see your comments on Copyblogger. If you're going to be joining us for any one of the content challenges or all of the content challenges, or if you just see something that you find useful or you're not sure about, maybe something feels a little bit unclear, I love it when you leave us a comment. Let us know what's working. Do let us know if something's not clear or it's confusing to you and you need something spelled out a little more, because that really helps us create content that works for you, and that's what we want to do. So, thank you so much. I sincerely hope to see you in the comments. This is Sonia Simone with Copyblogger FM. Take care.